Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
I used to be a music director at a large church back in Indiana. And when we moved out here, I took that experience along with some experience in teaching at the academy level. And my wife had mentioned several times, she said, you know, you can play, you can teach. If you learn how to tune a piano, you could do everything with a piano. And so I took that to heart and got some education and some training on how to be a tuner technician and named my company Everything Piano.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Today's episode brought to you by R&M Exterior Care. For all your home exterior needs, call R&M. And by Kerry Whitlatch and Farmers Insurance. For home or business, call Kerry at Farmers today. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. So glad to have you all with us again today. And today we have a great friend of mine, Jeremy Woodall, who is from the local area here in Oregon. And sometimes we're all over the country, all over the world with people. But today we're right here local in Oregon. And Jeremy is such a just an awesome guy and a great connector in all that he does. And I wanted to have him on today. Plus, he looks the best in a bow tie that I've ever seen. Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm good, Russ. Thank you very much. It's good to be on here with you.
Yeah, I was telling you before the podcast, I'm glad I put on a collared shirt because you look so snazzy with that on that, you know, hey, I don't have my t-shirt on. But anyway, hey, I just wanted to, again, thank everybody for joining us today. We know your time is valuable, so we want to add value to your time. And today, I just want to remind you that I'm Russ Hedge. I am an inspiration specialist. I'm a coach, motivational speaker. I love to connect with people. And the easiest way to connect with me is to go straight to RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. I keep it simple. I have a simple mind. Keep it really simple. And you can get all of my connection points, my social media, my email, my phone number, whatever you need. You can even schedule time to chat directly with me. And I would love to get on and learn more about you and all that you're doing. So that's RussHedge.com. Also, I just want to remind you that I'm the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. And it's a very encouraging book you can get from Amazon or local bookstores here in Oregon. And I'd love to have you read that and give me input on that because I really want to encourage you. Also weekly, besides having Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie that you're watching currently, we also have a new live show that's called The Experience Live with Russ and Scott every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Just wanted to put a plug in for that. And if you are interested in coming on and interacting with us and our guests live, we would love to do that. D. Scott Smith and I run that show, and we're just really looking forward. Tomorrow we have an episode at 7 a.m. So hopefully we will see you there. And so now that's enough about me. We're going to go straight over to Jeremy. Jeremy, how are you doing? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Russ. It's an honor to be here with you today. And it's been fun getting to know you over the last few years and watching you even transition into this role that you're in now. I'm super excited for you. You've had this kind of moxie about yourself, even when you were in some other career fields. I'm a little bit surprised that that your quote doesn't allow the audience to shout something out as you have in some of your other career options before. But anyway, it is good to be here with you. I'm doing great. It's early January 2021. Last year was pretty heavy for a lot of people, myself included. But I'm glad to be here with you. Start of the new year is always exciting, and I think it's going to be a great year.
Oh, it absolutely is going to be a great year. Now, you are involved working with veterans. You also do piano tuning, and those seem like two completely different things. You also deliver wood. your family does all kinds of stuff. You're a family man. And so give us just a little bit of background on yourself.
Yeah. So yeah, if my wife was here, she would probably say, and he does this, and he does that, and he does this as well. I like to say that I don't have a lot of dust gathering on me. I like to keep busy. My wife and I and two kids moved out here to Oregon about 8 years ago, 9 years ago now. And we've loved living out here in the Pacific Northwest, came from the Midwest, so quite a bit different. And when I got out here, I went to work for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, where now I work at the Oregon Veterans Home in Lebanon. But what really gets my fire going is the opportunity to expand into entrepreneurial opportunities. I don't spend a lot of time sitting around watching TV. I keep pretty busy, and I've been able to share that with my kids, who are now 15 and 16. I have a 15-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter, and they are both very involved in some entrepreneurial activities themselves. So long time ago, I used to be a music director at a large church back in Indiana. And when we moved out here, I took that experience along with some experience in teaching at the academy level. And my wife had mentioned several times, she said, you know, you can play, you can teach. If you learn how to tune a piano, you could do everything with a piano. And so I took that to heart and got some education and some training on how to be a tuner technician and named my company Everything Piano. And so as a side business, I've been tuning pianos now for about 9 years. Some of what started that is I recognized that a lot of the folks who had tuned my piano when I was a younger man were all pretty old. In fact, I didn't know anyone tuning pianos that was my age now. And I realized, I guess this is kind of morbid, but I realized there was a business opportunity in 10 or 15 years that a lot of those folks may have passed on or retired from their business. And I saw that opening up. And having had the opportunity to play for a number of years and also to teach for a number of years, it was a pretty smooth transition. So I'm enjoying that work.
You know what I love about you, we've met through both of your businesses, really. I mean, we met initially through the veterans homework that you do, but then also through networking activities that surrounded the business and also through your piano tuning business and networking with different groups. And what I really love about you, besides the fact that you're a good friend of mine, is that you are just such a genuine, authentic guy, easy to talk to. You're great at connecting with people because I think you and I are a lot similar like this, and that is what you see is what you get. You are really just kind of a down-to-earth guy, and I think that's important. You know, we talk about this show is about how amazing people connect, mm-hmm. and just because you're an amazing connector doesn't mean you have to be some famous person or, you know, doing right. some gigantic job. It's all about how really authentic connection. People are looking for that. And I think, you know, you and I are both men of faith. And I think through the church, really a lot of that is aspired to be connecting through church as well. But yeah, I just love that you are such a good connector. Through the entrepreneurial part too, you pass along to your kids. I just think that's so cool.
Yeah, thanks. You're absolutely right. Connection is a big, big deal. I think that one of the challenges that we had this last year through 2020 was this idea that we were all so disconnected from each other. Right now we're on a Zoom call, and I think that that makes up for it a tiny, tiny bit. I actually read a report that people spend more time looking at themselves on a Zoom call than they do anyone else, which I am struggling not to do, just in complete transparency. but it doesn't make up for the fact, for the benefit of sitting across the table from each other. And I've known that from way back in the day. I recognize that my businesses won't thrive if I'm just keeping to myself, and the businesses in my community won't thrive if I'm keeping to myself. So I believe that I'm providing not only a benefit for myself and my business, but also providing a benefit to my community and those others who I'm networking with, because now that you and I have had this conversation, you'll be front of mind for in case I run into someone who needs some motivation or is looking to do a business plan, or, you know, people who do carpet cleaning or who do window blinds or who do heating and air conditioning. When we gather with these folks in like a chamber meeting, for instance, you leave remembering them, and I think you're a better agent for your community to build that up.
Well, I think community is the key, because right now we have really started to develop a really great online community because people are really starved for connection. But one thing people need to remember that not only can they gather virtually, but there are still some opportunities, whether they're outdoors or limited exposure, with the right face coverings and distance, where people can still do things in person a little. And I think people need to get creative, because I think it's important to live and to thrive together and not just, let ourselves be isolated. So I think that's really, really important. And I was talking to somebody today, last year, I think a lot of people were saying, oh man, I wish 2020 was over. I'm looking for a new year. And I warned all them that told me that, hey, you need to live life now, and you need to enjoy every minute God gives you, because next year, you're not guaranteed, but we're not sure that things are going to be a whole lot different. So you better start living now. And I think a lot of people have kind of suffered coming into January, because they've looked and things don't look any different in January than they looked in 2020. Not much different. So it's like, it's time to move forward and get that connection moving.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. We spend more time damaging our lives by looking in the rearview mirror or looking too far down the road. And when you're right, we only have one day at a time, and to spend our focus on this day is key to reduce stress and to really make those deep connections. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I'm a planner, type A, all day long. And so I have to really pull the reins back on that. But whether you're living in the past or not getting over your past, or just worrying about tomorrow, it's a rough spot to be in. And there's so many opportunities that we have right here in front of us today, and we've got to take advantage of them. Yeah,
actually, there has been tons of blessings that have come out of this time we've been in. We have learned things that we would have never known. We have grown and had to experience things we never would have experienced. And it's pushed a lot of us into whole new areas, the big pivot term for the new year, into doing things that actually were better to begin with. And so I think we need to focus on that positive. And so, hey, I love chatting with you, Jeremy, and unfortunately, our time on the podcast today is drawing to an end, but I want to make sure that you give people a way to contact you to use your piano tuning services, or if they have some great entrepreneurial idea they want to discuss with you, how do they get a hold of you today?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Russ. First of all, I'll just throw my phone number out there. You can call or text me. It's 260-415-8398. And that'll ring right to my cell phone. I'm on social media, Instagram and Facebook. I'm actually taking a break the first 10% of this year, so I won't be there until about February the 7th. And by the way, I'm loving the break. I really am. I encourage it, actually. I have Everything Piano is on Facebook. You can look me up there. But that's really the best ways to get a hold of me.
Okay, great. And do you have an email too for everything?
Yes. I have an email. Just my personal email is Jeremy S. Woodall. So it's my middle initial, S as in Sean. Now you know my full name. I gave out too much information tonight. Jeremy S. Woodall @gmail.com. So that's a good way to get a hold of me as well. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on today. I know that I get so much value every time we talk, and you're just a great guy to chat with. And I know that all of you out there watching, you're thinking, here is just two normal guys that have been able to do great things, even in the midst of COVID and all the things we have going on. That's what we want to encourage you with today. Connect, reach out, do great things, no matter what's going on in our world, and make it a great life. And until we see you again, have a great day and a great life. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka #RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.